Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2. The Mishnah continues on with dividing up property and putting up walls. Here, however, we're not talking about privacy. We're talking about a wall for the sake of preventing Ein Hara, people looking at their neighbors and being jealous of what's going on over there. So the context here, we're talking about building a wall around a gina. A gina is like a vegetable garden. And the concern is, you don't want your neighbor looking at your vegetables and saying, wow, look how nice his eggplants are growing, and then kind of jinx you, giving you the Ein Hara. We don't want that to happen. So therefore, it would be normal, not everyone does it, but it's not crazy, in many places it was normal, to build up a wall around a person's vegetable patch that the neighbor shouldn't look on in and cause this Ein Hara problem. That being the case, says the Mishnah, V'chein, the same kind of principle applies in terms of dividing up space and allocating resources towards building a wall. If you have begina in the vegetable garden, makom shenagu ligdor, since that's a normal place, people are within their, you know, reasonable people want to have walls so they shouldn't have prying eyes looking in. Therefore, mechayvenoso, one neighbor can force other neighbor to share half the land and share half the costs to build up this wall around each of their vegetable gardens. Aval babika, however, in a bika means like a valley, but here it means something like a place where they grow grain, so it's like a field, okay, as opposed to a vegetable garden. Makom shenagu shlo ligdor, the proper understanding of these words of the Mishnah are, the Mishnah telling you, that is the kind of place where it's not normal for people to insist on having a wall around their grain, you know, their field. A fence to keep the animals out is one thing, but actually a tall, you know, 6 foot tall, 4 amma tall wall around it, they're just not normal. And therefore, ein mechayven oso, therefore, if you can't force your neighbor to pay for half of a wall around your field. The reason why Tosel suggests the difference between the vegetable patch and the field is, in the vegetable patch, things are growing all year long. If it's not, you know, if it's not the eggplant that's growing, then it's the tomatoes or the cucumbers or whatever it is. When it comes to the grain field, so most of the year, there's nothing, you know, really ripened over there, just sort of like 1 month a year where you have the grain out there that you make your neighbor be jealous. And therefore, that's when the Ein Hara could potentially kick in, which is not really enough to justify the enormous cost of building a tall wall around a large field. Okay. So the Mishnah says you can't force your neighbor to pay for half the cost of building a wall. So what if you do want to build a wall around your field? Ela im rotza, if you want to build that wall, konas lesoch shalo uvona, then you should retreat into your own property line a little bit, meaning that you put the entire wall on your property line, not straddling the line, so it doesn't encroach on your neighbors at all. Uvona, and then you build on your side. Va'osa chazis mebuchutz, and now you put a sign, like a sort of the way it's described, the chazis here is a sort of a amma by amma, whatever it's called, whatever, foot and a half by foot and a half square plaster, mebuchutz, on the far side, meaning on the side of the wall that faces towards your neighbor. The idea is that if it would fall down, you could prove it belonged to you because you put the chazis on that side where everyone could see. The reason why it's on his side, not your side, is because if he can't see what you're doing, then obviously you could like try to cheat things and put this chazis after the fact, and he wouldn't know to sort of suggest it was all yours in the event that you guys had shared the cost. But if you put it just on his side without your side, then clearly you're doing it and you took all the costs, and we're not afraid he's going to try to peel off your chazis there, made out of plaster, because there would still be evidence from like what's left behind, and they know he's a crook. Okay, so you put the chazis on his side, and therefore, lefikach, im nafala kosel, if the wall topples down, hamakom v'havanim shalo, then the guy who built it will be able to reclaim all the rubble for building materials and all the space under the fence, not having to share any of that wall space with his neighbor, because he indicated with this chazis that it was all his. Im asu medashneyan. Now, what happens if they do agree to put up a wall between their grain fields? So then, bones akosel b'emta, we're back to building the wall in the middle. Each one contributes 50-50 of the space. Vosen chazis mekana mekana, and then you put a chazis on both sides of the fence so that everyone's got their sign showing that they paid for half this wall. And therefore, lefikach im nafal akosel, if the wall does fall down, ha-makom v'avanim shel shnehem, we'll know that regardless of which way the stones fall, we have this anan tzahadi again, we'll force them to share the space and the building materials equally between the two of them because they both have this chazizis, this both the sign on both sides to confirm they both paid equally for building this wall.